John chapter 3 and verse 7. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Let's pray. Father, we thank you indeed for the ministry and song tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the heavenly home of every believer. What a blessed hope, a blessed prospect every Christian has. And down here, indeed, there are so many valleys that we go through, Lord, and so many low points and despair and depression. But we thank you for the day that is coming when all of those things will be in the past forever. And we will be with thee, O Christ. And we just pray that we may focus more and more on that day. Help us and bless us now as we gather once again around this text of Scripture. Quicken our minds and, Lord, guide our words and our thoughts by your Spirit. And, Lord, may Christ be praised in our gathering around your word this evening, because we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. On one occasion, there was a communist, or I suppose you would call it today a Marxist or a socialist. And mind you, folks, there's a lot of Marxism and socialism around today. But this communist, this Marxist, this socialist was standing on a street corner promoting his viewpoint. And he pointed to a man who was walking past and he said, "Communism will put a new suit on that man." And there was a Christian, a believer, who had stopped to listen to the Marxist. And the Christian simply replied, "Yes, communism may put a new suit on that man, but Christ will put a new man in that suit." And that is what Jesus Christ does. His gospel is not a gospel of half measures. The gospel is not about reformation. It is not about turning over a new leaf. No, it is about radical transformation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. What a wonderful text of Scripture it is. It's especially wonderful, this text in John chapter 3, because of the language and the wording of the King James Version. "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." You see, the Lord Jesus, he uses the word "thee." Thee. That word is an old English word. It specifically means the individual. And our Savior was speaking to Nicodemus, and he was saying, "Nicodemus, you personally need to be born again." But he goes on to say, "Ye must be born again." So the word "thee" means the individual, but the word "ye" means everyone. Everyone on planet Earth. It's a universal requirement, a universal necessity. Every person needs to be born again. And so that's the wonder and the beauty of the Authorized Version, that it specifies the individual. It makes the message personal. And I want to say to you tonight, Jesus speaks personally to you. And he says to you, "Marvel not that I said unto thee." Perhaps you are marveling tonight. And what it means to marvel is to question or to doubt. Perhaps tonight you cannot accept that you need to be born again. Well, Jesus says, "Marvel not." Don't be surprised. Don't find it strange that I tell you that you need to be born again, because it is a necessity. No one will enter into heaven to spend eternity in that place of bliss unless they have been born again. And of course, the message of the gospel is that all men everywhere can be born again. All men everywhere can experience this wonderful new birth. I wonder, have you experienced the new birth? You know, whenever you think about physical birth, whenever a little baby is born, it's a wonderful event. And you know, there's something amazing even in the fact of the birth of a little baby. Folks, is it not the case that a little baby has no past? A baby has no past, only a future. That's true for the person who is born again. Their past is gone, and the future is all that matters. You see, dear friends, whenever a person is born again, when they experience the new birth, the Lord Jesus deals with the past. He blots out the past. He deals with the ghosts of guilt. And there's many a person tonight that is haunted by the ghosts of guilt. But Jesus can deal with those ghosts. There's a lovely verse. In fact, a couple of lovely verses in Romans chapter 3 and verse 24. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past. There you have it, the remission of sins that are past. The Lord Jesus, by his precious blood, deals with the sinner's past, no matter how vile that past may be. And that is the wonder, and that is the beauty of the gospel, and that is the wonder and the beauty of the new birth. That just as a little baby has no past, a little newborn child has no past, so the person who is born again, they have no past, as it were, because the past has been put under the blood and the past has been removed. A baby has no past, only a future. And I want to tell you tonight, if you will come to Christ, he will save you and he will give you a future. He will give you something worth living for. Why don't you come tonight and let Jesus cover your past? Calvary covers it all. My past with its sin and stain, my guilt and despair, Jesus took on him there, and Calvary covers it all. But you know, this new birth is the work of the Spirit. That's something else that we need to remember tonight. It is the work of the Spirit from beginning to end. John chapter 3 verse 5 reminds us that except a man be born of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. It is essential tonight that each one of us are born of the Spirit. It is essential that each one of us experience this miracle that only the Holy Spirit can perform. I want to tell you, dear friends, it takes the same power to regenerate a soul as it did to create the universe. That's quite a statement, but it's true. It takes the same power to cause a person to be born again as it did to create the universe. You see, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we read these words. 2 Corinthians 4, and it's verse 6. A wonderful chapter. And in the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians, And it's chapter 4 and verse 6. Listen to these words. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. What mighty power is required if a person is to be born again? It is the power of the third person of the Trinity. That third person, the Holy Spirit, who was there at creation, who brooded over the waters, and who brought order out of chaos. And that same sweet, blessed Spirit is able to make you a new creature tonight. You see, the reality is that without the Holy Spirit, none of us would turn to God. By nature, we have no inclination to go to God. We turn our back on Him. We run as far away from Him as we can. We hide from our Maker. That's the way we are by nature. And to go back to Romans chapter 3 and verse 11, it tells us there that there is none that seeketh after God. There is none that seeketh after God. William, I'm sure, would agree that if it had not been for the work of the Holy Spirit in his life, he wouldn't be standing here tonight ministering in song. And I want to tell you in my own experience, if it had not been for the power and the workings of God the Holy Spirit in my life, I would certainly not be standing in this open air tonight declaring to you the wonderful tidings of salvation. Blessed be the Lord. All glory to the Holy Spirit for his mighty power in the great work of regeneration. It is a miracle that only he can perform. And let me finish tonight, friends, by saying something else about this wonderful new birth that Jesus spoke about. I want to tell you and emphasize tonight that man has absolutely no part in it. And therefore, because he has no part in it, no glory goes to man. Man must take his hands off it. Man has absolutely no input into the miracle of regeneration. Let me ask you a question. Whenever you were born, did you cause yourself to be born? We're talking now about physical birth. Whenever you were born, however long ago it was, did you cause yourself to be born? Did you choose when you would be born? No, of course, the answer is clear. You didn't cause yourself to be born into this world. And you see, friends, it's the same when it comes to being born again. We have no part in it. What we're speaking of tonight is a mighty miracle. A miracle that is akin to the miracle of creation. Whenever our Creator God spoke this universe into existence and all was created in 6 literal days. Man has no part in the great miracle of regeneration. It's all of God. It's all of Christ, and all the glory must go to Him. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. I referred this morning to George Whitefield, the open-air preacher, The time came whenever he was not permitted to enter into the Church of England pulpits, but God overruled and took him out into the open air. And George Whitefield was greatly used on both sides of the Atlantic. But there's a wonderful incident that's recorded of his field preaching in England. And in a place called Kingswood, George Whitefield preached to the coal miners. And the coal miners would come up out of the pits to hear Whitefield preach. And Whitefield took the text that we are taking tonight, "Ye must be born again." And the story is told that as Whitefield preached from this great text, the coal miners, they would stand and listen, and deep conviction would fall upon them from the Holy Spirit. And there would be white gutters going down their faces as the tears streamed down their cheeks. And many of those men were born again and converted to Christ. And I want to tell you, dear friends, at the end of this drive-in service tonight, that you can be born again as well. You can experience what those coal miners experienced. And I want to tell you tonight that the Lord Jesus can bring you up out of the pit of sin. And just as those coal miners in Kingswood came up out of the pits to hear the gospel, Jesus can bring you up out of the horrible pit of sin. And he can perform the miracle of regeneration in your life tonight. Let me ask you the question this evening, as the little children's chorus puts it, do you know that you've been born again? I trust that you can say that you do. And if you cannot say that you know that you've been born again, come and speak to us afterward. Don't leave it until tomorrow. Get the matter sorted out tonight. Get right with God and get right with him tonight.